Coach, obviously a heartbreaker here. You had two exciting ones. You win earlier today, 6-5 in 11 innings, and you fall here 4-3. And you had plenty of opportunities with guys on base. Just didn't have that one big base hit that you're used to having all season long.
Yeah. I mean, we certainly had our chances, and, you know, we gave ourselves chances, and that's a big thing. But, you know, we were one hit away, basically, you know, and some guys did some really good things sometimes with that, and they got themselves out, or they made the plays behind them. I mean, I just look at Kobe Senn there in that eighth inning where he couldn't have hit the ball any harder, and just right at the third baseman. But there are things we could have done better, but at the same time, there were things that just didn't go our way, too.
Your pitching staff, once again, fantastic effort. You only give up four runs, and they gave you a chance.
Yeah, I mean, the starters, you know, they've been good all year. I mean, they've really have done a great job, and you know, today was no different. But our relief pitchers again didn't give up any runs, and that's what we struggled with earlier in the year. And for them, they came a long ways. That just the relief pitchers as a group, and our starting pitchers, just amazing. When you look at our one guy, 9-1, and Sorensen this morning, who's only lost once, I think, all year, and then Dykoff's given us a chance to win. He's pitching probably his best that he has all year, right at in the backstretch here. So. You know, we did a lot of great things. We got better as a team. We did a lot of great things, and it's a close-knit group of seniors, and just a close team. It hurts. That's simple as that.
Yeah, that's the fun of the playoffs. When you win, it's the best ever. When you lose, it sucks, especially when the season comes to an end. And just maybe talk about a 35-16 record, another outstanding year for UMC baseball, and what a group of seniors you're going to say goodbye to.
Yeah, I mean, those guys, you know, in this day and age of the portal and, you know, NIL money and being able to jump wherever you want, what can you say? They decided to come back and play with their with the guys that they're close to, and you know, they didn't chase anything else. They just wanted to play baseball at a high level and get their University of Minnesota degree, and I can't say enough about them, because, you know, heading into the year, we really didn't know. We didn't know what kind of guys. We lost a lot of guys that really helped us last year, so we really didn't know with a lot of things where we're going to have enough pitching after losing Dykoff, Kep, and Nelson and Richie from last year. Where, you know, offensively, you know, could we get better? You know, guys like Teddy Giefer, and it starts with attitude, effort, and a commitment to something bigger than yourself, and that's what life's all about. Anyhow, is playing for something better. Bigger and better than yourself, and I think they learned a lot of life lessons this year. What can happen when a team believes in each other and has common goals and will do whatever it takes to reach those goals.
Overall thoughts on the season. What another tremendous year.
Yeah, you know, I told the guys last year, I don't think that win record would ever be broken, and we played less games, and I think we had maybe even a better winning percentage than a year ago. And not that, you know, we may not be as talented as we were a year ago, but again, talent's just one piece of it. It's how you go about your business day in and day out. You know, we were successful in the classroom with a 3.3 GPA, and we graduate, you know, an average of 12 or 13 seniors a year, and I look at some of the other teams and they're graduating 2, 3, 4, whatever, but. There's a lot of good things there, Chris. You know, it's not easy to do what we're doing in Crookston, Minnesota. It's just not easy. And these guys, you know, they play, go out there and just play hard and play for their teammates, play for their community, play for our school, and they'll do whatever it takes to be successful. And we had some talent, there's no question about it, but what made this group special is that they went out and competed every day and wanted it more and had more desire than most teams.
What a great group of young men. Being around them a little bit and seeing them here, there, and around town even. They're always class acts. They're great kids. I call them kids, but they're young men. And that's what makes this so hard, is that you have a really great group of guys on that baseball team.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. We just basically go out there and do what we do and do it to the best of our ability. And our guys, led by our seniors, you know, they just went out and competed every day. And they are a class act. They're you know, every senior is important to me. All our alum is important to me. And this group is going to be important as they get older, and hopefully they'll take some of the things we taught them here and that they learned by being good teammates and take it on when their husbands, when their fathers, at their jobs, all of that. I think they will. I think they're going to be successful as we move forward. So, yeah, it's hard to say goodbye because we had bigger expectations. But, you know, we didn't lose. You know, these teams had to really play well to beat us. So all year long, I can't say enough about this group, Chris.
How bad does it hurt, though, knowing you played well in three games and you come up short of what your goal was, but, you know, you didn't play bad. It was you just ran into, and you knew this was going to be the case with the teams that made it to the tournament. Every game was going to be a slugfest and a battle.
Yeah. You know, we can control what we can control, right? And as a coach, you want to win baseball games, and you feel like you could do some things to give yourself a better chance or maybe win a couple more. But at the same token, we only can control our effort and attitude. And I think we did that. And every day, our last practice was great. Our guys come to the field here every single day and just give it their best effort and have great attitudes. And yeah, you want to win every single game, but at the end of the day, if they're giving their best effort and have a great attitude, what more can you ask for?
That's all you can ask for.
Yeah, and we did that. And so, yeah, it hurts, but at the same time, you know, there's a certain gratification there as a coach.
That's for sure. Well, there's nothing to hang your head about. Another great season. And like you said, what, you know, Minnesota, Crookston, Minnesota is not the easiest place to recruit, you know, 18, 19, 20-year-olds and being a lifelong resident. I know that. And and what you're able to do is just phenomenal. And we thank you for coming up and talking here. I know it's not fun to come up and talk after the season comes to an end, but we do appreciate it, and hopefully it'll be a great season of off-season of recruiting here this summer, and we wish you and all the seniors best of luck as well.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We appreciate the coverage, Chris. I know a lot of people have commented on, they tune in to KROX, so we appreciate what you do, too.
Well, thank you, sir, and have a great off-season, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
That is the head coach of the UMC Golden Eagles, Coach Steve Gust. We